True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Little black and red Sabres action on Black Friday. Welcome in. It's Sabres Live, and we are a lot closer to puck drop than we normally are here on this show. We'll be doing pregame at 3:30 this afternoon on MSG. Can't wait to see you then. But great to be with you now on the heels of a big day for you yesterday.
Yeah, big day. My plate was full.
Yeah,
I will say it was actually overflowing. You know, enjoyed some great family time and some turkey.
Proper use of the word great.
Proper use of the word great. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, it's always fun to hang out. So I'm at a time place now where like my nieces have, like they're like in their 20s and you know they have fun lives and they're telling me about the cool restaurants in Buffalo that are just opening and I'm like I don't know any of those places. So my go-to now is if I need to find a spot downtown Buffalo. Mm-hmm. I'm reaching out to my nieces. I'll be like, "What about this place? What about that place?" So it was great to hear about all these really fun places in the city. So,
I just noticed you're wearing a tie.
Yeah.
So you're like kind of ready for game night.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You didn't get the memo.
Of what?
Black and red.
I did.
Okay.
I have the black and red pin on my jacket.
Okay, good.
But I just said it wasn't part of the rotation. I'm like, I got to follow the strict rotation in my closet.
Oh, my God.
So that's
okay,
what
it's Black Friday. There's sales out there. So
yeah, I was your, so.
It was good.
Your Thanksgiving.
It was very
yes.
good.
Okay,
thank
good.
You. Yes, but the game is most important.
Smoked turkey. I'd like, you know how you do the turkey in the oven usually? Or some people like fry sure. the turkey? My brother-in-law did it in the smoker. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Really. Yeah. It had a little bit of that smoky taste to it. Very juicy. It was really good.
I love it.
I recommend it.
All right. Devils, Sabres. First of three meetings tonight. And because we don't have a morning skate, all we can do is project what the lineup could be against New Jersey this afternoon. It's 4 o'clock start, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
And we'll be promoting some Black Friday ticket sales coming up here. So
oh, okay.
Stay tuned for that. And Shayna Goldman and Hall of Famer from New Jersey, Ken Danico.
Mr. Devil.
Devils Hall of Famer, Ken Danico, joins us later on in the show.
He's like Rob Ray. Rob Ray, like, now could be Mr. Sabre, and Ken Danico is Mr. Devil.
Razor would look up to Ken Danico.
Probably, because, I mean, the track record is just amazing with Ken Danico. But
a lot of cups.
The voice, that talk about hands. His hands are like Larry Playfair size.
Mm-hmm.
They are massive.
So I think talking point number one, I mean, we can't really get into Norris because there hasn't been a skate, so it's impossible
to know.
They
didn't have a skate yesterday.
Right.
They didn't have a skate this morning.
So hopefully we see Josh Norris either tonight or this afternoon or tomorrow against Minnesota. What
yeah.
a daunting task. The schedule is this weekend, taking on the top team in the Metro and the second hottest team in the NHL, which is Minnesota. Only Colorado is hotter right now. And those two actually go head-to-head
yes.
in St. Paul this afternoon at 3:30 as the Avalanche have their 10-game win streak on the line against the Wild. So let's focus on goaltending again. Mm-hmm. Even though we don't have confirmation yet who will play, we've just seen Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen get three starts in a row. They lost in Pittsburgh on Wednesday night. We've seen Kolton Ellis get a run. We've only seen Alex Lyon for 6 minutes in the last eight games. And it's a really busy schedule now that continues into a six-game road trip starting on Wednesday.
And after that 6 minutes in Colorado, I mean, Lindy Ruff went right up to Alex Lyon, tell him that's not on you. Like, the team is not playing well, and I need to spark them. But I was expecting to maybe see Lyon sooner than that, mm-hmm. especially after the circumstances that were, it wasn't on you, let's get you back in. And if there was two goalies, he would have got back in. But there's three. So Kolton Ellis goes on a run. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen goes on a little bit of a run, plays in three consecutive games. I would anticipate that, being that it is a back-to-back, that you're going to see potentially Lyon today or tomorrow. But I would go with Lyon today just because it's like, okay, I can't go almost 10 games without playing the guy that at the start of the season, in his first nine starts, he had nine quality starts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it was. Now, has it dropped a little bit over the last three? Yeah, he's had 12 starts, and the last three have not been at the same level as the first nine. But still, like, you gotta, maybe he's had a reset. Maybe 6 minutes in eight games, a lot of practice time. That's the reset. You get him back in there, right? But again, dealing with the roster construction, the three goalies, now that Zucker and Benson have been back, at some point, as you mentioned, Josh Norris is going to come back, mm-hmm. and that's going to trigger another roster move.
And Greenway has remained active on the roster, but yes, in and out of the lineup, and the expectation is we're going to see him, obviously, tonight, tomorrow, one of the two, maybe both, who knows. So
it's part of the.
There are parts here coming in and out.
You would think that, because of what Lindy Ruff said, it's like almost like we're putting Jordan Greenway on a pitch count. You know, he had, like, sports hernia, and it actually was two surgeries, mm-hmm. to try to fix it, and he's not at 100%. He doesn't have the same strength. So if you're looking at a back-to-back with travel, mm-hmm. how do you put Jordan Greenway in the best situation is to play right. him on the home game.
But the goalies are going to have more impact than Greenway, right? Like, it's a bigger story here. So, like, how do you expect the goaltending to play out this weekend?
Wow. I mean, Lyon today and tomorrow is Luukkonen again. Like,
Luukkonen's career numbers are good against Minnesota. His first ever shootout road win was in there a few years back, for whatever those numbers are worth. But I will say, I'm a little bit of, as we've talked about many times, I think when a goalie has comfort against a certain team, you put him in there, and Luukkonen has done well against the Wild in the course of his career.
But then, that's the thing, though. It's like, you can look at those numbers and mm-hmm. how do you do against the team. I'm more like, okay, I got to look at the schedule and say, how long has it been since you played? How long, like, when are you going to get me your best, right? Mm-hmm. Like, right now, if you don't play Alex Lyon today, maybe you put him in tomorrow. But if you don't play him over the weekend, now you're talking about, like, 10 games
right.
where he's only played 6 minutes. Yeah, that's a month.
They're right back at it Monday, though, with Winnipeg.
So maybe you have all three of them go in the three and four, right, with Friday, Saturday, Monday. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you're going to be put in a position now where you're going to have another roster move to make when Josh Norris comes back. So what does that mean? Are you going to go with six defensemen? Lindy Ruff says we may have to go with six defensemen, you know, on the roster for a little bit, because now we would have two extra forward and an extra goalie. Are we going to say, no, we're going to send one of the forwards down, so we're going to have one extra forward, one extra defenseman, one extra goalie? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to settle the three-goalie situation and go with the normal setup of two extra forward and one extra defenseman?
Right, and Zach Metza, of course, has been the extra defenseman here. Amherst could certainly use him, but they're not going to deplete their resources, especially when traveling tomorrow to Minnesota. You're almost always going to carry an extra defenseman, right?
You have what are you going to do if somebody's sick and then
right.
you have to fly somebody in?
Exactly.
It's like, no, you're
Amherst
not going
to home
do
to
that.
Syracuse tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start. And, of course, the Bandits are raising the championship banner tomorrow. More on that
yes.
later as far as what will happen inside KeyBank Center. But tonight it is the Sabres and the Devils. Buffalo fell to Pittsburgh. They've won four out of the last six. The Devils, after losing three in a row in regulation, have have won their last two, including once again in dramatic fashion on Thanksgiving Eve as they beat the Blues in overtime on a Nemitz winner. Ken Danico joins us at the bottom of the hour. Shayna Goldman coming up. Anytime goal scorer today, 4 p.m. start. Who you got?
I am going back to the top line well with Alex Tuck in this one. And I know that when you look at Tuck, it's about a plus 250. But the top line in the last game against Pittsburgh, they had their trouble. They struggled to generate offense. So, you know, it was more the Zucker, Quinn, and McLeod line that got some offense going. So I'm going to say this will be a good bounce back, and Alex Tuck will be my anytime goal scorer. Are you looking at the top of the ladder with the odds, or are you looking at the bottom?
No. Well, interesting way to phrase it. I don't think it's the bottom. I think it's the middle, and I'm going with Noah Osland at plus 490 because
it is
in part because of what happened on Wednesday, and that was some challenges for the top line. And when you get reminded that they're not going to score every game, you again prioritize, okay, well, you need it from elsewhere.
Yes.
And you got it from the McLeod line, but everybody else was challenged, despite Osland having two really good looks in that Pittsburgh game. One where he passed off and one where he cut in and made a good attempt. So we know that that is there in his game. And I think, again, big opportunity. Look, you've got Zach Benson. I know they flipped a little bit with Doan and Benson in the last game, but essentially, you have Kozak with Osland and Benson. Osland odds are at plus 490. And what are we playing for in this, by the way? You and me.
We're going to be going to Seattle in a couple of weeks and then New Jersey.
Dude, this is a season-long thing. We're not settling anything in Seattle.
listen. I think what we should do is up to now, who's in the lead, and we do a lunch. And then we start again, and then we do next time.
I have news for you.
We're
not going to be in Seattle for lunch.
The day of the game. We can find a little spot. We did it in Detroit the other day. Day of the game. We, on the way back from the game.
I didn't feel like I ate because I was simply mesmerized watching you eat.
That's because I had the best chocolate milkshake chips. And I even took some home. I had it in my hotel.
Maybe we'll do an early leaderboard lunch in Seattle.
Yeah,
sounds good to me. Find the matchups, folks, including tonight, but certainly moving forward. The matchups that work best for you and build out your five-game pack today. You can enjoy savings on single-game pricing, priority access to playoff tickets, and flexibility to bundle your favorite games. Just go to Sabres.com/5 to purchase yours today. Shayna Goldman is with us from The Athletic. It is Friday. It's Black Friday. It's great to see you, Shayna. How are things?
I mean, they're great. Now that I realize it's not just Black Friday, but it's a black jersey night. It is a goat head night. Like, how can things be bad on a goat head night?
Well, I'll tell you this. So far this year, it has not been great on goat head night in Buffalo. And maybe I'm putting it out there, right? Because, you know, like third time's the charm because time number one and time number two needed a
colorful counterpart. So the Devils come in with black and red, Sabres at black and red. It's going to be just an amazing spectacle here at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay. So. Shayna, how was your Thanksgiving? What was the highlight of the meal?
The applesauce is always the highlight of the meal, and it's like my mom's specialty. I made it for a Friendsgiving, but then I got to have hers, and I'm like, this is how it should be. Like, it's always that much better. So that is the highlight for me.
Oh, it's funny you mention apples because my girlfriend Meg and I went out for dinner last night, and I had a caramel apple martini.
Oh, okay.
That was absolutely like next level. It was so good. So.
Remember when the apple teenies were huge, like the green apple teenies, everybody was drinking that? It's like straight liquor. But anyway, okay, so we got a matchup. The Sabres had Pittsburgh on Wednesday. They got it back to 1-1 just to see Pittsburgh score 31 seconds later. And feels like for the first half of the game, they didn't have anything going. What are the Devils? If you talk about no Jack Hughes, Jacob Markstrom and Jake Allen, like Markstrom, we never know if it's going to be good or bad. So what are the Devils in your opinion?
I think that the Devils have struggled, honestly, since Brett Pesce got hurt. Like, that to me was the turning point of their season. And it feels like their defensive game that was such a strength started to come apart and their penalty kill started suffering. And I think Nico Hischier's defensive game went down at the same time because he came into the season so strong. He's been playing some of the toughest minutes in the league. But I felt like that was the moment you saw the Devils start to struggle a little bit. And now the Jack Hughes injury just adds to it. Are they still a good team? Yes. And I think what helps for them a lot is that Hischier has stepped up on the score sheet because they need someone to up front, right? It's still Hischier and Brett leading the way, but like you said, the goaltending is such a question mark that it's going to be tough to see how they get off on the right or wrong foot every single night, right? Like, we don't know because they don't know.
They do possess, like you say, even without Hughes, a pretty balanced attack. It is worth noting that one of the greatest performers ever against the Sabres is Paul Cotter. He has 10 points in 6 lifetime games, including 5 goals. So don't sleep on Paul as an anytime goal scorer today. That's mildly tongue-in-cheek.
Dawson Mercer's got 9.
Well, Mercer's been quiet. He's interesting, though, because obviously he's getting huge minutes now without Hughes.
Yes.
But from the Sabres standpoint, Shayna, what are you looking at? Like, this is a really, really busy stretch now. I know that could be repeated many times throughout the course of the year, but you're in a 3-4 right now, and then you're home on Monday, and you've got a 6-game road trip right after that. Like, what do you need to see from the Sabres right now?
I mean, no one's out of it, and that's the thing, right? So you can't get down after any losses. It's all about how you rebound. And I know that sounds really cliche, but in the Eastern Conference, it truly is the case. First place is 31 points. Last place is 22 points. That's not a major gap at all. And I think the Atlantic Division is a lot weaker than we all anticipated. So it's about bouncing back when you have to. In some of the games upcoming, you're seeing other teams that are struggling, so it's taking advantage of that, right? You go up against the Winnipeg Jets, you know there's no Connor Hellebuck, you know that their 5-on-5 game hasn't been perfect, so you have to find ways to exploit that. And I think the potential's there for the Sabres to do it. I think the forward group does look a bit stronger than it did a couple weeks ago. The team's healthier, you obviously have Dahlin back, but I'm looking at Doan to just keep crushing it. To me, he's been like low-key one of the best forwards all season. I think now his minutes are starting to reflect it. So I'm looking for him to kind of be the guy through this stretch. And even now with Zach Benson, like, those are the two. I want to see them just making life miserable for their opponents.
Now, it's funny you mentioned Doan and Benson because that's where I wanted to go next. What we saw in Pittsburgh later in the game is Lindy Ruff flipping Benson and Doan. So Benson found himself with Thompson and Tuck for a little bit, and Doan ended up playing with Oslin and Tyson Kozak. But would you rather have Benson play the top line, top minutes, or do you think Doan is better suited for that?
It's tough because I think we've seen Doan use both ways this year, and I think he's looked good either way, right? Like, when he was playing lower in the lineup, the argument was he's playing so well, he should be higher. But now, are you too top heavy if that's what you do? I think we know he looks good away from the top line, but it's really tough right now because I think you need Thompson and Tuck to get going. Can Benson be the guy? I think so. I think we saw enough last year that, like, Benson can be the spark wherever it is. So I think it's just maintaining that line of flexibility, right? If it doesn't work, keep switching it. But don't do it too soon that all of a sudden no one has the chance to gain chemistry. But those two are the ones, while I think they'd be great on a line together, I would keep them separate because to me they're just really difficult to play against. They're the, you know, like that Brandon Hagel, Seth Jarvis mold is what I want to see both these players become. So I think splitting them up and just knowing they're the two that you can keep swapping around to get things going is like a good weapon to have in your back pocket.
Now, this is going to be a trick question, but we did talk to Darren Dreger on Wednesday about Alex Tuck, and some of the people speculating around the league is that maybe Tuck would want to wait until UFA next summer because he may be the only big fish left, right? Everybody's signing. Now, if you're the Sabres and, you know, Tuck's still not signed and you're looking at Benson and Doan, would you maybe, you just said, play them together or not? Would you go Benson, Thompson, Doan and maybe just have Tuck in a different role, knowing that, hey, we got to try different things to see if we have to put the $10 million in front of Alex Tuck or if we can walk away and maybe go in a different direction?
That combination to me is like, you're perfect. You're trailing in the third period and you're going to be double shifting your top guys, throw them together and see what happens. Like, that's the line I would want to see get some minutes together. Okay. That way. I don't think it's a bad thing necessarily if they play together, but I don't know how redundant the skill sets would be. But like, why not experiment? I think the best coaches in this league, right, they know what combinations work, but they're constantly experimenting to figure out what else works. So you have all of these different options and you're not like, okay, this player's out or this player's underperforming. Okay, that line is just going to get crushed tonight. You need to know all these different things because maybe you discover something about a player you didn't before, right? If Doan's playing one role, maybe Benson then, you know, changes his game a little bit to say, okay, I don't need to do that, but I can do this instead. And you learn something different about him. So you could totally do that. But to me, that's your perfect, you're trailing in the third period, throw the three together, see if Tuck can get another line going, because why not? And let the two younger guys play around Thompson. I would love that.
So we may see Jesper Wallstedt this weekend against Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Hard to say, but Buffalo is in Minnesota tomorrow. And Wallstedt, Askarov, Dobesh, Shelovs, Marilainen, Colton Ellis here. Been a lot of rookie goalies in the NHL, and we always seem to gravitate towards the scorers when it comes to rookie of the year. But Shayna, are you allowing yourself the opportunity to imagine a Calder winning netminder this year?
Why not? Like last year, we got so close to it. I think last year was so much fun because you had one at each position. And to me, the Calder Trophy is one of the hardest to assess because at least with the Norris, you can create a criteria, right? It's an all around defenseman. They have to play tough minutes. They have to kill penalties. For rookie of the year, it's literally just vibes and points that get considered, right? It doesn't matter what kind of minutes they play, because anytime you make these arguments, you can just poke holes in it another way. When you have the conversations of, should it be Brock Faber versus Connor Bedard? Like, they're two totally different players. How are you comparing them? Last year, I think we got the best of all of the worlds because we had someone at each position. This year, I have a feeling it could be the same way, like a Demidov, Schaefer plus a goalie. So it's going to be so interesting, but I think in order for one of these rookie goalies to win, they're going to have to play a ton of minutes because last year, Dustin Wolf nearly single-handedly dragged his team to the playoffs and still didn't win. So Wallstedt isn't the number one. Dobesh isn't the number one either. Like, it's going to be even tougher for these guys to do it if Wolf couldn't last year.
Yeah, Dobesh could be, but I think they would want to get Montembeau going at some point. Shayna, so Mike Madison, because we're talking Dobesh, just signed a five-year, $6 million AAV with the Montreal Canadiens. I like Mike Madison, but that's another maybe potential defenseman that teams may say, hey, we were thinking he would be a free agent. He's off the board. So that, does that put more focus on the Quinn Hughes situation in Vancouver if you're a team wanting to acquire a top defenseman?
I don't know if it necessarily is going to be linked to one another, but it's going to be like you think back to this past offseason and who was the biggest winner of it all besides, you know, the very top names that were actually available. It's the defensemen, the guys like Provorov and Gavrikov who are getting these massive contracts. And I think with all these star players coming off the board, we're all poised to see this middle class get paid a ton again. So the winner in it is every other defenseman remaining on the board because those are the guys that are going to be rentals this year or, you know, be available in free agency. And they're going to get paid. And they're going to get paid a lot more than Matheson did because I think that's a very team-friendly contract. But yeah, like the Quinn Hughes sweepstakes, every time a defenseman comes off the board should amp even higher. But to me, that, if it becomes a thing, and who's to say with Vancouver, you really never know, that one everyone should be throwing all of their chips in because it is so hard to get top tier guys, right? Like you go through this year's player tiers and there's two guys that were traded for in tier two and it's, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, Adam Fox, those kinds of guys. Tier one, they're all drafted by their own team. So if you can get a tier one guy like Quinn Hughes, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you need a defenseman or not. Just start kicking the tires because he's that good.
What a day. 15 games. Colorado at Minnesota. Avalanche have won 10 in a row. The Wild have won 6 in a row. Does the Avs streak survive today?
I mean, if the Wild play the way they did on Wednesday night, maybe it does. Because I think the Wild were able to have that like great comeback against the Blackhawks. You're not doing that against Colorado here. Like, it's just not happening. I do feel like the Avs are coming in on a high. They really beat down the Sharks. I was hoping that was going to be an interesting one. It was not. I feel like the Avs still have the edge in this matchup, but I wonder if we're going to get like a fun, close, maybe like a 4-3 overtime game. Like, that's what I'm rooting for here. I could see both teams getting a point out of this one, but I think the Wild are going to have to be in this from puck drop. You cannot play on your heels and hope for the best.
Okay, you're all about vibes, Shayna, and I saw your tweet, I think it was on Wednesday, that said that 77% of teams that are in the playoff spot at Thanksgiving make the playoffs, which means that's about 12.3 teams out of the 16 that will make the playoffs. So let's figure out 12 will make the playoffs. So four teams that are in a playoff spot right now will not. Who are you not vibing with? Who are those four teams that are currently in a playoff spot? You know, I mean, I have the standings in front of me, but, you know, there's teams that are surprised, like Pittsburgh, the Islanders.
Well, now you're Utah, skewing it. Like, now you're dropping names.
You?
Don't cloud the...
She doesn't need me to cloud anything. She, yeah, yes. Go ahead, Chinna.
Well, since you mentioned Pittsburgh and the Islanders, let's start there. No, okay. Pittsburgh's one, because I already think you're seeing them start to trail off. And I'm going to put the Islanders and Bruins with it, because it has nothing to do with the way that they're playing now. It's just the situations they're in. I think the Islanders in particular know this is a retool. You want to do it as quick as possible, which means you cannot start it one summer, stop it for a year, and resume the next year. I think that they have a lot of reason to say, okay, we're actually good this year. Barzal, Horvat, they're thriving. Schaefer's incredible. Sorokin is so back. I don't think it matters at the end of the day with Darsh. I think he knows this is the process. This is what you have to do. So I think they're still going to sell. And I think the Bruins might sell too, because you want to reload for next year. So that's three teams in the East. In the West, yep. Seattle is dropping out. That is four teams. I'm sorry, Kraken. It's not happening. We all know the Oilers are going to find their way back into the playoff picture. And I just need four, right?
Isn't Seattle in first place?
No, they're third.
They're in third place now.
Yeah, they failed to close out the game on Wednesday. That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
But the goaltending saving them.
Goal differential. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, there's –
Yeah, but do you think – you can't just say, well, goaltending can save a team for an entire year. Joey DeCord has a nice reputation.
I know, but
they need to score some goals. Right, their goals for is putrid, and it's not like, oh, that's a low shooting percentage. Like, their expected goal creation sucks, and it always sucks.
Right.
So
but,
they need
but
to
Vegas
do something.
Has not been Vegas lately. Anaheim is 1 point ahead of Seattle. It's impossible to say based on how close so many are right now, but the Pacific Division is wide open right now. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if, Shayna, let me humor you for a little bit. If you say Seattle comes out, and right now the Oilers, the Jets, the Blackhawks, like, they're out of a playoff spot. So only one of those teams would get in. Which of Winnipeg, Edmonton, or Chicago do you think would get in and take the Seattle spot?
Well, the Jets and Blackhawks could only jump up to the wild card. So could the Kings jump into third place and we have two central wild cards? I could totally see that happening. I'm still going to go with the Oilers. I know. I get it. They've been terrible. The goaltending's bad. But the defense, on paper, should be so much better than what we've seen. I mean, that game against the Stars, the goaltending was putrid. But, like, the defense is a wreck. I still think they'll be fine. I think going home is going to be really big for them. They've had a tough schedule. They've been on the road a lot. They're getting healthier. I think Connor McDavid will single-handedly drag this team to the playoffs. And that's the difference, right? Because at the end of the day, star power is huge in this sport. And they have two of the biggest stars in the world that I just can't see them not making it. So I have to say it would be Edmonton. But, like, if somebody wants to add some chaos and knock them out, why not?
Shayna, thank you. Enjoy your shopping.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This afternoon, it is Black Friday after
the
all.
The Athletic has got a Black Friday sale going on, I think, too. Subscribe.
And
there you go.
As do we, because you don't want to miss out on the Sabres Black Friday offer. It's live until 7 a.m. tomorrow. Feature 35% off of tickets for all of the January home games. You can see some incredible matchups right here at KeyBank Center for as low as $15 per ticket. Visit sabres.com/Black Friday to purchase yours today. If we choose not to do a live look-in in Detroit and Tampa, which is ongoing this hour, we'll have Ken Danico next instead.
Mr. Devil.
Yes. So stay with us. We've got lots to get to here on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Rolling along on a game day. Pre-game coverage starts at 3:30 for us today as the Sabres take on the Devils. Puck drop just after 4. Dan and Razor will have the call.
The space between us.
I'm feeling much better.
Is that a Dave Matthews song, Space Between?
Yeah, that sounds about right, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's Dave Matthews.
Yeah. Part. But anyway, you start going down that path, I'm just going to start throwing
out. Hey, did you like Jack White and Eminem during the Detroit?
I did not watch any football yesterday.
You did not? No. Oh, I'll say this. Jack White was awesome. And look, like his, the White Stripes, like that is the, early 2000s?
Yes. Okay, so you're now aware of where the White Stripes are from.
Well, Jack
did you realize
and his wife,
when
right,
when we were in Detroit? And I posted that little picture of us. And the reason I chose the White Stripes for the song underneath was because of where we were.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I remember you said that. I knew that Jack White was from Detroit. But when he came on stage yesterday, he's like, do you know one of his nicknames, according to Wikipedia, is Johnny Guitar? I'm like, he was shredding.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer to you.
Absolutely. So he was really good. And then Eminem came on. I thought that was a great halftime music show.
Nice.
In Detroit, the fans were into it. The Lions looked like crap, but that's okay. As long as the halftime show was good, I'm good with it.
Some traditions continue. And obviously the Lions have been much better in recent memory, but it's a tough one for them not to have a big win on home field. Today, the Sabres, of course, hoping for home ice success. They've won the last 3 at KeyBank Center against the Devils. This is a New Jersey team that has been so good on their own home ice this year. The Devils are 9-0-1 to start the year at the Rock. But that means they're 6-7 on the road, right? Like, so it's not been the same New Jersey team. And obviously we'll get some insight from Ken Danico coming up on that. Amherst again, by the way, they're home tonight against Syracuse. The Bandits are here tomorrow. National Lacrosse League season kicks off actually tonight.
Yes.
With the first ever game in Oshawa, as Oshawa is the relocated version of the Albany Firewolves. And it's going to be an all-Ontario clash of the Rock, Toronto,
Hamilton.
Toronto Rock against Oshawa tonight, and then of course the Bandits are home.
What city is closer to Toronto, Oshawa or Hamilton?
I would say Oshawa. I grew up out there.
So the Toronto Rock
is in
Hamilton.
You're kind of splitting the difference a little bit.
It's on the east side and on the west side.
Exactly,
I get it, but it's
it all depends on how bad traffic is on either side at any given moment.
If you're going in or out of town. But it's funny to me that the Toronto Rock are playing in Hamilton, which is further away I think in terms of miles, it's further away than Oshawa is actually from Toronto.
Well, I'll be blunt about it. I think it's a huge gamble here, what the National Lacrosse League is doing, having two teams in such close proximity. It's you know, we're blessed. We live in Buffalo. The Bandits are by far and away the model franchise of the league. Everybody dreams to have the fan base and the success story that the Bandits have had. And
it's fun to have the rivalry because you got the Rochester rivalry, the Toronto rivalry, you got Oshawa rivalry. Right. You got great rivalries, but I don't know. Like, it's hard to have two franchise within the same market, especially when the league isn't like – It's not filling the building everywhere other than Buffalo.
Right. The hope is that maybe this is the year that that happens. Obviously, there's infinite star power on all the rosters. The games are phenomenal. The entertainment value is so high. And obviously, can't wait to see the Bandits raise the banner tomorrow night. We'll, of course, be in studio as the Sabres will be taking on the Wild tomorrow night. Today, they take on the Devils. And with no morning skate today, if you missed it off the top, there's no clarity yet on what the lineup's going to be this afternoon. Tune in at 3:30 for that on our pregame coverage, as we'll have a much better idea. You and I think, are both sitting here assuming that it's time for Alex Lyon to get back in goal. So what does that mean? Like, you've lived all of these goaltender experiences that we continue to dissect based on a three-goaltender rotation. What is it like for Alex Lyon to have played so much and then come to a screeching halt and now maybe get started back up again?
So I wouldn't tell anybody this. If I was playing, I'd say, absolutely, I'm ready to go. But I would hate to be in this situation myself, like Alex Lyon is. Played 6 minutes over the last eight games. Mm-hmm. Okay? Hasn't played and has had to share a net in practice for most of the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they played Wednesday night. They had the day off yesterday, and it's a 4 o'clock game today without a morning skate. I'm like, this is not putting all the proper steps for me to be at my best. Now, adrenaline, you know, your excitement of playing, everything can overcome that, and you can come in and have a lights out game. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, this is not the ideal prep work to get to that game, knowing that you haven't played in almost a month, or you played like 6 minutes in Colorado. The last time you played, you gave up two goals, and it was like, oh, everybody's overwhelmed. And you haven't had a lot of practice time, and you haven't had a chance to really get going. So, this is going to be a weird start. I'll tell you this. The Sabres better defend in front of Alex Lyon really, really good in the first 10 minutes. Let him get into the game.
All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. Ken Danico will join us on the other side. Mr. Devil is in the house here at KeyBank Center. It's Buffalo, New Jersey, 4 p.m. this afternoon. Can't wait for it. Stay with us. Sabres Live continues after this.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It's a great day for hockey. We have Devils, Sabres, 4 o'clock this afternoon. And don't miss out on the Sabres Black Friday offer. It's live until 7 a.m. tomorrow, featuring 35% off tickets for all January home games. You can see some incredible matchups for as low as $15 a ticket. Visit Sabres.com/Black Friday to purchase yours today. As promised, Ken Danico is with us here on Sabres Live. It is great to
nice
see you.
Seeing you guys.
One of my absolute all-time favorite people in the game.
One of the many that scored on me.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
Hey, which ring? I didn't score many, Marty. I still get ribbed for that because I had some kind of record, but
300 some games without a goal.
260.
Kenny, what ring are you wearing today?
That's the first one, 1995. But I tell people, it didn't even faze me because I wasn't even thinking of that. It's like if you don't focus on something, I had a job to do, right?
It was in this
so
building.
When though, that was fortunate, it was a good shot, though. I'll give it that.
It was in this building,
yes.
Far blue line, first period.
I got all of it, actually. I had all kinds of time. There was a screen in front, so it was all good.
Amazing.
Anyway, we'll move on. But
amazing.
I wasn't a goal scorer. We know that.
Yeah, but you're one of five that's had the number retired by the Devils. It's amazing. Love watching you every night. And tonight, obviously, tonight, 4 o'clock, we see the Devils and Sabres for the first time. What have you thought about the team you're watching every night so far this year? What are the Devils right now?
Surviving.
Yeah. That's a good
one. And when I say I know they're first place in the Metropolitan Division, all those good things. So with some injuries and obviously a key injury to their superstar, Jack Hughes. But they've matured. I mean, they're winning a lot of tight games, in particular at home. I mean, they haven't lost in regulation at home, 9-0-1. And I'd say 7 or 8 of those are either one goal games, overtime, shootout, whatever it may be. So we use that term loosely, but they really are as tight as this league is. So what I'm seeing is a lot more composure. The core group finally understands when you've got players out, you've got to win, find ways to win, different ways. And the compete's been good. They've been hemmed in their zone at times with one goal lead where you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop the last few years and a goal to go in. And that's not happening because they're getting timely saves, but the desperation, the compete you need around your net and to defend has been good. The road has been 500, 6 and 7. They've had a few games where they've given up a boatload of goals and things unravel. So trying to figure that out still, but it's a good group. Do they have a long way to go? Absolutely they do. But they're hoping, and I'm a glass half full guy from the standpoint, fellas, is they've got a lot of injuries now. They had a ton at the second half of the year and going into the playoffs last year. So I'm kind of looking at it like they're getting all the injuries out of the way. They're trying to keep afloat here so that they are a playoff team, and then they're going to be healthy in February and March maybe.
What's the timeline on Jack Hughes? Because, you know, that kind of a number one. Have you ever seen that happen in a team dinner or some sort? Somebody
I felt horrible for him. Yeah. Well, look, it's exactly what it is, and everybody's looking for this, you know, conspiracy or something crazy happened. Yeah. It was a freak accident that he was devastated about. Yeah, and when we heard it was Jack Hughes, I was kind of thinking, I don't want to see it happen to anybody, but it couldn't have been.
Yeah, the worst guy to have that.
That's terrible to say. But you know what?
Many guys in my career were like, if Marty gets hurt, decide he's the backup goalie. I don't care.
Well, out of our DS, which the Stevens and Niedermeyer, they would have probably wanted to be me, too.
Yeah.
I hear you, Marty. But all kidding aside, look, a freak accident. He had surgery. He's doing very well. It could have been a lot worse from the standpoint. They were worried it was going to be the season.
Wow.
And from what I hear, and you guys probably hear the same thing, he should be playing in January for sure. And possibly the end of December.
And the Olympics. And you know, well, maybe if he's healthy and everything's good.
It was surgery, you know, I guess tendons, whatever. I'm not a doctor, but on the hand, but apparently.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
progressing very well. Okay. Well, I just felt horrible because he was devastated. He was having a terrific year.
He was lighting it up.
Lighting it up and leading the charge, and all of a sudden this happens. So,
it's the only thing that has held him back from constantly being mentioned in, like, the top five-ish of the game, right?
I agree, yep.
It's because you just don't have the full volume of games and points per game to be able to compare it side by side by side.
And the one year where he only missed a few games, he had 99 points.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're waiting for that, the takeoff of, just being able to stay healthy. And look, this is a freak thing. It wasn't an on-ice injury. I tell people the last injury when it was last season in Vegas was a freak injury. Uh-huh. If it was me, who I'm 220 pounds and I played, went flying into the boards, that would have happened. And he was flying on a two-on-one shorthanded trying to make something happen.
Yep.
Got skates caught up with Jack Eichel. So he sees the ice so well. Earlier in his career, like when I say early, the first couple of seasons as a kid, he had to adjust and say, I can't get myself in a vulnerable position. I'm not the biggest guy as far as when you got 220-pound defense from breathing on you. But now I've watched him. I mean, he sees 10 seconds before what's going on, and he's making sure he doesn't put himself in a vulnerable position. But I get these kind of off-ice freak accidents.
No, that's tough. But what about the other Hughes? Because Luke Hughes and Simon Nemets are both young. And they have been unbelievable. Nemets now with two overtime game winner. So what has that pair been able to do on the back end, Nemets and Hughes?
There's been a lot thrust upon them with Pesci out, and obviously Kovacevic, who hasn't played all season from an off-season knee surgery. So, and then Hamilton went down for a while. So these two kids went from playing 18, 19 minutes a night, Nemets sometimes 15, to 25, 26 minutes a night, and it's like, here it is, guys. Here's your opportunity. Let's see what you can do, and they've handled it remarkably. They really have, and in particular, we saw the progression of Luke Hughes, and there's going to be ebbs and flows, ups and downs with young defensemen, any young player, but Luke's skating ability, second to none, and are there some turnovers? Of course, because the puck's on his stick so much. That's what people don't understand. So when you see a glaring turnover, I always tell fans, relax. Luke Hughes is
an
elite player trying to make plays.
It was like Dallin turned the puck over. Yeah, you know what? He has the puck
more than anybody
else.
Yeah, same thing. But Nemets is the guy. I remember it was last year in March against the Winnipeg Jets. He had a period that can bury a young defenseman. He turned it over three times. It went in the net three times. This is in the third period. Sat a couple of games. It was a disaster. And you get on that hamster wheel and going, oh my God, one mistake after another, and it can really, really affect you the rest, especially for a young defenseman, the rest of your career or as you're trying to develop. Well, after he sat a couple games, got back in, so he's shown how mentally tough he is and that he wants to be a player. And you saw the skills. He's a good two-way defenseman. He's not going to be an 80-point guy, but he can be a 40- to 50-point guy, but he defends very well, strong lower body, skates well, seals players off. And then his game took off, and it started in the playoffs too, even though the Devils lost in five. He was one of their best defensemen and scored he's got the clutch gene too. Scored an overtime goal there on a highlight reel move. Then starting this season, it kind of went a little slow out of the gate. He was hemmed in his zone a lot. He was, the analytics, and I don't always look at it, were not very good for five, six games. All of a sudden, something clicked.
Yep.
And bam, he just took off, and he's been dominant.
More
not
ice
good.
Time. More
ice time. Well, the injury to Doug Hamlin, all of a sudden he's playing a ton. But instead of it, it can go either way, Marty, right? Yep. I mean, a guy getting more minutes, and can you handle that? And are you capable? And are you good enough two-way defenseman to do it? Well, the more minutes he got, all of a sudden he got better and better. And then all of a sudden we're seeing the clutch gene he has. I mean, he's got great hockey sense, IQ that we talk about. He's always in the right position. If you watched even the subtle play he makes in the overtime the other night in the win against St. Louis, he drops it to Heischer, but he. It's all about timing, getting lost in the weeds.
It was incredible.
Wide open. But he delayed. Everybody gets puck washing. Beautiful play by Heischer. I get it. And he's going to do those things. But he knew And he's been doing that a lot. Then he scored a shootout goal to win. You know, for the Devils to be using him in the shootout against the Washington Capitals, mm-hmm. he scores a game winner on a beauty. That's the clutch gene for me. So he's got that little it factor, and it's going well.
I love that.
Like Matthias Samuelson for us.
he has become this year. It's incredible. Yeah,
he's scoring.
Yeah, he's more like five goals. I look at him more like
you,
the type of defenseman I was, Marty. But yeah, I see that he's bringing some offense. And you know what? That's a bonus. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's exciting for the player when you're not a goal scorer because the team gets excited. But maybe he's added a little something to his game, right?
Health. He's added health, and that
health.
Helps.
There you
and
that's, go. Yeah.
That's the
key.
That's a big thing.
It's 100%. And honestly, like both the Devils and Sabres come in here near the top in man games lost. They're both almost exactly sitting on 120 man games lost already. We're only barely a quarter of the way into the season. We're less than a minute left in the show, Kenny.
Sure.
Give me one word on Jesper Bratt. To me, he's just this model of consistency.
He is underrated, dynamic. I don't think he's as underrated anymore. I mean, but man, just if you've seen his training regime in the offseason, you know why he's developed as a sixth-round pick or seventh-round pick, whatever he was years ago, to where he is today, to being an elite player in this league. His explosion, his edge work, his quick hands is a handful for any defender defend.
Well,
I like him.
It's one of the players, obviously, that the Sabres have to focus on this afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's a 4 o'clock start here, Sabres and Devils. Kenny, happy holidays to you and your family. Thank you so much for being here today.
Happy holidays, guys. Great to be with you.
Mr. Devil.
And I say to Sabres fans, because I'm a hockey fan, hang tough, man. Yep. I'm telling you, this league is so tight, it turns quickly. I'm worried about my team, too, just the same way all the time.
We'll see you later, folks.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.